Look, I suppose we'd say out on the campaign trail, we did see, and a lot of people coming to me, students and parents, worried and annoyed that there was no, the second biggest town is Tubbercurry in Sligo, and South Sligo is like a black hole, we'd say, or a black spot, like there is no local transport service. Yes, we do have the 64 bus, which does come into Tubbercurry, but as I said, you have to book that, and if you haven't it booked, then there could be a chance that you'd be standing up on the journey to Sligo with it. And that leaves Tubber at 8:30 in the morning without any issue. And we all know how difficult the N17 road is for it to make time and get to Sligo to be on time. It's still 9 o'clock, 9:15 when you reach Sligo station. So then you have to get to the college, St. Angela's, the hospital, any place you're working around the town, which adds on another 15, 20 minutes with traffic and everything. So over the last number of weeks, I have had probably 20 calls plus of names of people who have came to me, especially younger students who will be looking to attend Sligo with the cost of living and the housing crisis. And the only thing we have at the moment, local link, is that the parents in South Sligo have to drive to Budnadden, which minimum is a 10 to 12 minutes for people that's closer to Budnadden. But I have one parent that is just outside Blahy, and it takes them 23 minutes to get to Blahy. So a round trip there is nearly 45, 46 minutes. Then they have to go about all their morning, getting the kids ready for school, themselves ready for work as well. So as I said, I've been on to the local link program manager in relation to this. We do see there is a great service, and we are lucky that it is coming to all our areas. And it is, as I said before, we have all the services throughout Sligo, but South Sligo is left as a black spot. There's no service there coming to our health centre locally to bring people during the day. And I believe that's probably 3 days a week that happens. So I am calling, I've been on to the Rochtus, and I've been on to the local link programme manager in relation to this, about my dissatisfaction of it, and that something badly needs to be done.
And there's a lot of good things happening in Tubbercurry, and it's been widely regarded as a potential major satellite town for Sligo. But if the government is serious about making it a prominent satellite town for Sligo, the public transport needs to be up to scratch too, doesn't it?
Everything. Look, to make it that, we need to have infrastructure in place for it. And public transport is number one key for that. We can't expect people, we're not going to get them into our areas if we don't have the infrastructure there for them that they can come and go, get easy access to the town. And definitely, like, it's the second biggest town, and we've had the Music Week, which was an excellent exhibition of Cúil Agus Crack last week in the town and for South Sligo. And we want to be bringing more people in. We don't want it to be a dead town, we'll say, or be a black spot for when it comes to infrastructure. So I'll be pushing, as I said to all my constituents, I will be pushing hard on any numerous, we'll say, issues we have, but this is the first one I'll be starting with.